This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Memorial Day weekend rapidly approaching, and no surprise, it's going to be hot and humid, as it has been, rather, for every Memorial Day weekend that I've ever been here for. If you've got a cool one you can remember, I'd love to hear from you. Dr. John Fleming joins us now, Louisiana State Treasurer, to talk about if you get a check from the state of Louisiana, it could very well be legit. How you doing, Dr. Fleming?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. I'm doing great.
Tell me the story. Everybody's got a story. I want to hear yours. How do you go from being a family physician to being the treasurer for the great state of Louisiana?
Well, in a very circuitous way. I actually am still a practicing physician, or at least licensed and board certified, but I don't get to practice like I used to. But also, I got into business after I began my medical practice and owned, still own 32 Subway restaurants. And I had one foot planted squarely in medicine and one in business. And then in 2008, ran for Congress. Elected, served 8 years, then went to the Trump administration, served as deputy chief of staff in the last year of the administration, came back home and said, you know what, I'd love to be treasurer, and launched my campaign, and I've been serving for a year and a half.
What was it like being deputy chief of staff for President Trump in the final year of his first administration?
Well, this is during the pandemic, and it was very busy. It was very difficult. I served on the coronavirus task force with none other than Dr. Fauci. But it was turbulent times, as you know. We had three fences around the White House, National Guardsmen protecting it because of all the riots, the BLM, et cetera. Even the church behind the White House was burned. So we really had our job cut out for us. But it was really a high privilege and honor to serve only 10 steps from the Oval Office in the West Wing of the White House, President Trump, during his first administration. And, of course, I'm so delighted that he's bringing back a great economy and control of our borders now today.
For people that are concerned about President Trump and the way he carries himself and so forth, look, there's a public persona, there's a personal persona, we all are that way. Tell me about personal Trump, President Trump, rather, the man, because I presume you had some up-close and personal interaction with him. For people that are, for whatever reason, terrified of President Trump, explain to them what you saw.
Well, he's both, in person, he's both alike and different than what you see on TV. I flew on Air Force One several times with him. He invited my wife and I to Camp David, where we spent a weekend with others, members of Congress, et cetera. And when you're sitting in an intimate dinner, first of all, he's very, very charming, will charm your socks off, very complimentary, always in control, speaks in low tones. But he's the sort of guy you'd want to hang out and drink beer with.
Seems like he's the kind of person, and I would describe myself like this, Dr. Fleming, where I can be the most charming person in the world.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
But if you get on the wrong side of me, I can be the biggest jackhole in the world as well. Is that kind of the feeling you get from him or not?
Well, I that's what I see.
I'm saying
TV.
That about me. I'm saying that about me now. I'm just saying that's the feeling I get. I wonder if that's the kind of way he is about him, where he can be the most charming person in the world if he wants to be or if he chooses to be. But then again, he can also be a very, let's just say, staunch taskmaster.
Absolutely. I mean, the man, he really can read people very well. He knows. He knows our senses, how people think, and he knows when to turn on the charm, and he knows when to attack. Mm-hmm. And it's always very, very strategic. And he's, as you know, he's very effective. When he first ran for president, you know, during the primary days when you had, the various candidates up there, Rubio and others, and he just completely slaughtered them verbally, taking them down one by one, and their poll numbers dropped dramatically, and his went up. He just really knows how to use the English language in such a way that's very unique, off-putting to some people, but very, very effective. Everyone can certainly recognize that.
Have you ever seen anybody like him before in public life or private life that you would compare him to?
I think he's unique in history among mankind. I've never seen anyone like him. I've seen people maybe be full of bluster and so forth, but not use it in an effective technique the way he's able to do it.
I was just curious about that. We'll talk about unclaimed property when we come back, which is why we invited you on. But everybody's got a story, Doc. And when I heard about that, I wanted to follow up on that. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana State Treasurer, 720 Traffic Now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Louisiana State Treasurer John Fleming, Dr. John Fleming. So tell me, John, about checks that are going out and unclaimed property and how this is different than maybe things your predecessors have done.
Well, part of my responsibility as State Treasurer is over the agency, which is called Unclaimed Property. It's actually, that's a misnomer, it's unclaimed cash. We don't hold any, physical property. We just own cash. So this could be a bank account that somebody's forgotten about or inherited. Maybe it's a utility deposit. Maybe it's a tax refund that didn't make it to you. Could be a straight inheritance. Could be anything. 1 in 6 Louisianans are owed money by unclaimed property. And that's actually... Well, at any one time, we have $300 or $400 million ready to go out. And we ask people to come to our website, lacashclaim.org, to claim that. But many people don't know about it. They forget about it and don't do it. So we do something annually, and this is going to be the biggest dump that we've ever had. We do a data match through the Department of Revenue, And we've expanded this program tremendously this year. And at the end of this month, May 31st, we're going to be sending 143,000 checks to Louisianans all across the state and really outside of the state, because there are people from Louisiana who've moved who still are owed money. This is going to be a total, Tommy, of $34 million. Unprecedented. We've never done this to this scale before. And our concern is that, believe it or not, people will oftentimes mistake this for some kind of promotion, and they will throw the envelope away. So please don't do that. Tell your listeners this is real money. It's their money, and it belongs to them, and they should deposit it.
Yeah, because there are so many scams going around. You know, I've been getting one that they've been texting me over and over. First of all, you're not texting anybody, correct?
No. No, so, we rarely, if ever, reach out in any matter. If anything, it would be a phone call. But in most cases, it's going to be the check is going to actually end up in your mailbox. That'll be the first notice you'll have that any money is owed to you.
And I can see where you would people could think it's a scam, because sometimes you feel like there is no free lunch, and actually this is not free money. This is your money that you're returning to the people. Accurate?
Well, for example, we had a gentleman we owed $20,000 to, and we wanted to present him the check in person, but he wouldn't return our phone calls because he thought it was a scam. We finally talked him into meeting me at a meeting where I was speaking, and I showed him my treasurer's ID and the check, and we have a photograph now to prove that he did get his money.
I've been getting texts lately about Thomas. First one said I declined a $5,000 Doge check. Then he sent me one the day after saying I declined a $10,000 Doge check. I'm gonna wait till I decline a $50,000 Doge check.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, so should people go and look at the site or just wait
yes.
to get their check? Tell me what you want them to do.
Well, I just think that a good fiscal hygiene for any family is at least once a year. Go to this site, lacashclaim.org, and if you forget that, simply Google it, Louisiana Unclaimed Property, and just, you know, all you have to do is put a little bit of your information in there. It's a searchable website, very user-friendly, and if your name pops up or your company, then all you have to do is make a claim, and you'll get the check, in most cases, in just a few days, maybe 3 days.
Tell me the site again, John.
LACashClaim.org, all one word.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time and your efforts. John Fleming, Louisiana State Treasurer. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Great. Thanks, Tommy.
You bet. And look, you may agree with John Fleming's politics, you may not, but he grew up in a working-class home. Father died when he was in high school. His mother was disabled, but yet he managed to put himself through school, through medical school, joined the Navy. He's a veteran and now a very successful businessman. So while you may not agree with his politics in all aspects, he is a very successful businessman and really, in a way, the epitome of the American dream. That being said, I'm sure he had little breaks along the way that helped him here or there, and I'd love to get him back on one day to talk about that and achieving the American dream. When we come back, we'll talk to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. He'll help you manage your money right now. Time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.